Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, babes.
Scott Mills.
How's it going, all right? Wednesday at work is nearly done and finished with, and this is Mills. How are ya? No Becky today. She was here until about half an hour ago, but she's gone home ill. Bless. Get well soon. So it's just me, but to stop me getting all lonely, Kelly Rowland's going to be here at 4:30.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, we've been saying about this lady who was interviewed in the crowd at the Ryder Cup coverage recently by Nikki Campbell on 5 Live. She's had a few glasses of wine, as you can hear.
We had champagne in the car, Hobbs 5. Yes. We tried to see golf, honestly. Mm. Anyway, champagne, Brian. Mostly drink. Are you famous?
No.
Where's Jason Mohammed? What company do you belong to?
BBC.
Like one or two or...?
5.
There's no such thing as that. You are so naughty. Oh, you don't know that whispering thingy, do you?
This was after 6 yesterday. So we mashed it up, the clips of her, and we made a new song with Professor Green. Well, kind of. He was there at the time when we played it. To Pro Green's track, Monster. And, this is so exciting, the people at 5 Live, which is like a proper grown-up radio station, they heard it and they loved it and they played it this morning on air. Listen to this.
Radio 1, there's lots of tweets coming to me yesterday. Radio 1 paid, I didn't hear it, but they've paid tribute to our coverage of the Ryder Cup, in particular the interview with Andy from Brecon, the wonderful Andy from Brecon.
Champagne Andy, as
Champagne Andy. She was quite spectacularly refreshed on day one of the tournament. Scott Mills and Professor Green played this on Radio 1 last night.
Ah, how good is that? We've been on 5 Live. My dad's going to be so pleased. Now, our song is basically about what it would be like to hear your mum completely drunk on the radio being interviewed by Nikki Campbell. If you missed it, this is it. Hello?
Hi, Scott, it's Becky.
All right, what's happening, babes?
Your mum's on the radio, innit?
What, my mum?
She's on the radio now.
What do you mean, babes?
She's at the golf, she's well happy.
Anyway, we've had a lovely day.
What have you done all day?
Mostly drink.
Mum, what are you doing, babes?
Mostly drink.
Mum, get off the radio, innit?
We tried to see golf, honestly. And the rain came. Conditions were horrendous.
What have you done all day?
We had champagne in the car, Hobbs 5.
Yes.
We tried to see golf, honestly.
Oh, Mum!
Anyway, are you famous?
No.
What are you doing, babes?
Where's Jason Mohammed? We had champagne in the car. Five. We had champagne. You are so naughty. What company do you belong to?
BBC.
Like one or two or?
5.
No, there's no such thing as that.
BBC.
One or two or?
5.
No, there's no such thing as that. No, there's no such thing as that. We had champagne in the car. Hobbs 5.
Yes.
We had champagne. You are so naughty.
What have you done all day?
Mostly drink champagne in the car. Hobbs 5.
Yes.
We had champagne. You are so naughty.
What have you done all day?
Mum, get off the radio, innit?
Where's Jason Mohammed?
Andy.
Oh, brilliant. Scott Mills, Professor Green. Fantastic. Thanks to them for all the work on that. And it was played on Wonderful Radio 1 last night.
Ah, oh, little flashback for you there.
yeah, it's been played on Wonderful Radio 1. What was that? How good is that? Now, I'm hoping this will just go round and round in circles now. And I hope that tomorrow they'll play us playing them playing us. And we can just carry on like that. On the phone now, I believe I have actual Jason Mohammed. Hello?
How are you, my man?
I'm good. How are you, Jason Mohammed?
Yeah, very good, mate. Very good. Coming to terms with, slowly, with my newfound fame.
I know. So it was Champagne Andy who said this.
Tell me about your day.
You're not Jason Mohammed, are you?
No, I'm not Jason Mohammed. Who's that?
Oh, he's very... Well, anyway.
Good that you got a name shout out by her.
Yeah, very good. Very good. second. I just wondered, Scott, what she was going to say. She was going, he's very hot, and then she stopped.
He's very hot. I know. Handsome,
I think. It's been an amazing week. Unbelievable week. My inbox has been full of emails, texts from all my mates. The one thing I want to know, Scott, is how did Andy from Brecon mistake me for Nicky? He's got a full head of hair, and he's from Scotland.
I know.
Don't have that much hair.
Yeah.
I'm from Wales.
Well, she was a little bit wobbly.
She was indeed.
Now, you are already a legend in Wales.
Now,
thanks to Champagne Andy, it's gone worldwide, Jason.
Mate, it's an internet phenomenon. I can't believe it. And with your help as well, thank you very much indeed for you and Professor Green. That remix, we played it on my show, the Radio Wales phone-in today. We played it at the end of the show.
Right.
And we also played it in the office today on loudspeakers. Did you know, even? I've even made the Daily Telegraph. Did you know that?
What?
I made the Daily Telegraph today. Jim White, he loved the story so much, he wrote about me, Nicky and Andy in the Ryder Cup souvenir supplement today. Unbelievable.
And it's also, we've just found out it's on Media Guardian as well now.
Terrific. Can't believe it, mate.
Are you famous?
No. Infamous.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Infamous.
Where's Jason Muhammad?
I don't know. Where's Jason Muhammad when you need him?
What?
For people who don't know who you are, Jason, do explain, please.
Okay. Here I am. I'm actually a presenter at BBC Wales. I present a Radio Wales phone-in, which is on between 12 and 2 every day on BBC Radio Wales, Monday to Friday. I also have a TV show on BBC 2 Wales. And I've also, some people with a BDI might have seen me in two places. I have done other stuff outside of Wales.
Okay.
I was the newsreader on the Christmas Invasion, the Doctor Who episode.
Oh, yeah.
Starring alongside David Tennant and Kylie Minogue in Voyage of the Damned.
So
I've done that role 3 or 4 times. I've been on the Sarah Jane Adventures. And I also presented a bit of Six Nations coverage last year for BBC One. I did the Wales-Italy game, and hopefully we'll be doing a few more in the future.
I'm just thinking, you need to get some merchandise on the go, Jason.
Well, I think my Radio Wales bosses are thinking about, you know, getting a mask done, you know? Am I Jason Muhammad? Trying to be Jason Muhammad for
the day. Just get a job lot of T-shirts with I am the Jason Muhammad on.
I have to say, though, Scott, our BBC colleague, Nicky Campbell, he's been absolutely terrific, bless him.
I
got wind of this. I was doing a football match. I told the guys at Five Live this on Sunday. I was doing a football match on Saturday, and I got wind of it. My editor at Radio Wales had just texted me to say that Nicky Campbell got mistaken for you today. And then I got wind that he was trying to get hold of me on Twitter. So I buzzed in my number and he contacted me. And the rest is history. And he's been great. Fair play to him.
Fair play to him.
Are you famous?
No. Infamous.
Oh,
I'm infamous.
Where's Jason Muhammad?
Really good to speak to you, Jason.
Nice one, Scott.
Thank you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Loads of people saying that Jason Muhammad is a Welsh legend and they would definitely wear a T-shirt or even a J-Mo hat. He needs to also do some songs with Jason Muhammad at the start.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
It's Kelly Rowland. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good to see you again.
You too.
I've got my first text, which is coming about you today, is from Bibsy saying, I just wondered how big Kelly's hair is today. Don't know about you, but for me, she's taken over from Tyra as Queen of the Weave. Well, we've got news for you, Bibsy. We've got news.
Yeah, I've got news for you, Bibsy. You should check out my hair now with all its natural.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it is huge. I'm sure Bibsy saw those huge pictures with my hair where it was like literally arm's length from my head. But it's really pretty like that too. But yeah, I just felt the need for less hair right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you phoned in from Miami?
I did. It was actually the same, like, kind of weather it is here. Maybe a little warmer, of course. Mm. Yeah.
Because you performed a halftime show at an NFL game, didn't you?
Yes, I did. At the Miami Dolphins and Patriots game. And unfortunately, the Patriots had my team for lunch, and I was really upset.
Oh,
so upset.
That must have been incredible, though, that huge arena.
It is. It's like 20,000 people in the Sun Life Stadium, and so many people. It's great energy. It's also, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so I was there, and I was on the field with breast cancer survivors. Like, it was amazing.
Mm.
Amazing. So you're talking about hundreds of women on the field and just excited about being there and celebrating their life. It was beautiful. Mm. Beautiful.
Got this cold that's going around at the moment, haven't you?
Yeah, did you pick it up yet?
No, I was just reading about you earlier and it said that you were a bit ill in Miami.
Yes, I was, and I did the national anthem the night before, And it actually turned out really beautiful. I'm really happy because I knew I was going to sound like, oh, thank you. You know, but I didn't, thank God. It was really cool. So
how many tissues happy. Have you got in your pocket right now?
None, because I keep one empty tissue box and a full tissue box. And whatever tissue I finish, I put it in the other tissue box. And I use my hand sanitizer right after because I'm a germaphobe.
Are you?
Oh, completely. All right, disgusting. Okay.
Well, that's good. Amazing.
Yeah, I don't want to get nobody else sick. That's rude.
Okay, well, I think we're safe. What we were going to do, one of my friends, remember when the when there was going to be a swine flu epidemic?
Oh, my God, yes.
One of my friends, he bought a job lot of masks.
Uh-huh.
And he now has, because it wasn't really that much of an epidemic in the
right,
end,
right.
He now has 50,000 masks at his
oh,
house.
Oh, no!
So, you know. If you need any, Kelly, at any point.
Well, I'll make sure to ask him for at least 1,000 of them. That way you have 49,000 left.
He's got a few left. Bless
him. Take 1,000 off your hands.
Hi, Simon, if you're listening. Now, we had Tiny Temper in earlier this week.
Yeah, I love Tiny.
We
congratulations
love him.
To him on a number one record.
I know, he's done really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, very
what a nice
him.
Guy.
He's such a nice guy, isn't he? Very real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Very real, pretty genuine, good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you feature, on a track on his album, don't you?
Yes, we have a track together called Invincible.
Mm. And he says it's like a tribute to Destiny's Child.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Because he loved the band so much.
Oh.
That's what he said.
Love him.
Did you not know that before?
No, I didn't know that. Mm. That's so nice. Thanks, Tiny.
Yeah.
Hopefully I get a chance to see him while I'm here.
Yeah, how long are you here for?
I leave on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, Michelle from Destiny's Child.
Yes.
She's doing a bit of dancing at the moment.
Yes, she is. Strictly.
Strictly
common dancing. Yeah.
Now, apparently you and Beyonce told her that she was bonkers to do it.
No! Who said that?
Just reading. I've been reading about you again, haven't I?
Are you... No, we wouldn't dare say anything like that.
So you went on the phone to Michelle going, seriously, love, what are you doing?
Don't no, do you know what? She was excited about the opportunity, and we were excited about it with her.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are you going to go and support her this weekend?
What day?
It is
Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll be there with bells on for my sister, of course.
Are you going to go?
I mean, I'll go there and support her, yeah.
Do you need a ticket?
No. I got it like that.
Have you?
I got it
I was
like that.
Say, I could sort you out.
No,
it's
you
BBC.
You should come with me, though.
Okay, that'd be incredible. Oh, so you will see Michelle while you're here?
I sure will. Yo, I love playing with this table. Wasn't I doing that the last time?
Yeah, you were.
I know. I thought that was the volume button.
We've got a desk that goes up and down, and many of the guests, it fascinates them. Do you want to do it again?
Come I know.
On,
go, up. I'm sorry. Up and...
It goes further
like
than that, Kelly.
It's like a Sesame Street episode.
Yeah, it's good. What else is going on since I saw you? Spoke to Beyonce?
Yes, of course. I always do. I speak to her and Michelle all the time. I've just been in the studio recording and having fun with the recording process. And
cool.
We'll be, of course, releasing Forever in a Day, which is a single that's out now.
Mm-hmm. We're going to play that in a minute.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you very much. And, of course, releasing the record, our
cool.
album.
Any dates on the go?
Any dates on the go? What does that mean?
How do I translate? Are you dating anyone?
Oh!
Any dates on the go?
Any dates
that's what
on
we
the
say.
Go. I'd like a date, yeah. But, a date night sounds really nice.
But none at the moment?
None at the moment, no.
Is it true you actually fell asleep on a date once?
Yes, it is very true. I fell asleep, slobbered, and snored on a date.
Was it that bad?
No, it wasn't even so much that it was that bad. It was just the fact that I'd gone to see the darn movie like 3 times, and then... he was a nice guy, but I was just tired. Like, I was coming in from the road. He's trying to talk to me. I'm thinking, like, I'm being romantical, you know, falling asleep on his little arm or shoulder or whatever.
So this is in the movie?
No, totally. And next thing I knew, I was with B, actually, and we were on a double date. And I remember her tapping me going, wake up, you slobbering.
Oh God, were you snoring?
I was snoring and slobbering.
And Beyonce wakes you up. I'd be gutted. Imagine if you're slobbering and snoring, and then it's like, oh my God, it's Beyonce. Ah.
No. I mean, she's my sister. I don't look at it like that. Like, she was like, we're on a double date. She's like, sis, like, wake up. You're embarrassing yourself.
That's brilliant. You don't strike me as a snorer, Kelly Rowland.
Not anymore.
No. now, you were one of the mentors on Australian X Factor, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. I like X Factor.
Yeah, do you watch the UK one?
I got a chance to see the auditions where the two friends went on and she slapped the crap out
of
her
other
friend.
Yeah, she punched her.
That was freaking hilarious.
It was funny, wasn't it?
Because I mean, personally, I probably would have hit that chick, too. She was talking way too much smack.
She was, yeah.
She's talking way too much smack and just thought she was just way too good for her little britches. And then when she tried to come at Natalie, I was pissed. Yeah. Are you allowed to say that on...
Oh, no,
I was really upset.
Yeah. It means something different in America. Oh, God.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, BBC.
Oh, no, I know.
You can have me back. I won't say things like that
again. Okay, good. You really did sink into your fake fur there, didn't you?
Hush over there.
I can't imagine the X Factor without Simon Cowell, though. It can't be as good.
You know what? I think what I love about Simon is the fact that he's so honest. And everything that I'm thinking, he's about to say out of his mouth. Same
yeah.
with you.
Yeah, he's mostly right.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's very honest. And Cheryl is very tactful in the way she does things, too.
Mm.
Natalie, I haven't seen her lately, but she handled herself real good with those chicks because I probably would have threw my shoe up at that little girl.
Yeah.
That sounds awful. I wouldn't throw my shoe at her.
Yeah.
But I would probably put her in a place.
Good.
With good.
Would you like to be a judge?
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be real cool.
So who? So they came to your house with an Australian DJ, right?
Yes.
Or to New York?
They came to New York.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed some of the other mentors they had on. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
This is Australian X Factor. Boyzone.
Boyzone.
And, wait for it, everybody, Richard Branson. Now, remind me, what songs has he done?
You know what? Richard Branson does know talent, though, and he does know music. He loves music. And I think when you have somebody on the panel like that, you got to respect their opinion, too. Everybody has one.
Okay. Right, so we're going to get you gaming in a minute. Are you any good at playing games?
I'm not.
You just tried the fastest time wins game, didn't you?
Yeah, and my fastest time was not fast at all.
Well, no, you're now on the leaderboard between Gemma, off one extra, and Max.
I know, but I wanted to beat Max.
Oh, like, did you?
Yes, that was my goal.
Oh,
oh my God.
You can have another one.
She's going to kill me for saying that. But I did. I wanted to beat her.
Have you ever played the game Bomberman Live?
No.
Well, in 15 minutes, you will have done.
Is it going to be hard?
Nah.
You promise?
It's not hard.
Because I'm really not good at these.
To be honest,
games.
I've got a clue. It's Bomberman Live on the Xbox. If you would like to
Bomber?
Play.
Like Obama?
No, Bomber.
Oh, sorry.
Not Obama, man. That's weird.
Okay.
Maybe there might be one eventually, but at the moment it's just Bomber Man.
Okay.
Podcast. Always like to sneak in a bit of Orson when Becky's away because they did wee on her tent once and she's never forgiven them. Before that, it was Labyrinth and Let the Sun Shine. This is BBC Radio 1. It's 5:07 with Scott Mills. Coxopedia. More knowledge from Sarah Cox coming up. And we've got another guest coming in after six. It's Michael Urie off of Ugly Betty. He's the really campy, waspish one, the assistant. And he's also in a new thing called Celebrity Autobiography in London's glittering West End, which is brilliant. I went to see it the other night. More on that soon. Now let's go over to the gaming zone with Dev. Hi, Dev.
Hi.
All right?
Is that awesome story true?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
I know.
Sorry, a little bit off topic. I'm in the live lounge right now with Kelly Rowland, who's playing Bomberman. She's not just a pretty face, Scott. She's a natural at this. Sort of
ready,
a little bit
ready,
of an advantage
ready.
Because there's only one button you have to press. But already, as you can hear, she's making all the appropriate noises for when you're playing computer games. Everyone seems to have it in for her. She's currently right now playing with about four or five other listeners who've obviously added Radio 1 online. And they're literally all going after Kelly right now. She's doing very well.
Does it smell better in the gaming zone today? Because it really smelled of boys yesterday.
Does, there's a lot more lady people in the room today. So and they've replaced the sweets with grapes as well.
Yeah, Kelly Rowland smells luscious today. What is going on?
Yeah, Kelly, she just got knocked out. She's doing very well, but just before that.
I'm dead.
Kelly, what do you normally play on Xbox or whatever games?
You know what? It's all those army games. I play them with all my guy friends, and they just think the world of it. Meanwhile, I'm just like, oh, this is cool. But I like this game.
You like Bomberman Live?
This is fun.
Okay. So you're doing all right?
I'm good. Well, actually, I died on this game. I'm really upset. Actually, I died second.
You did die last. All right.
This sounds so weird.
You can have a look at this as well right now. It's being live streamed. bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Oh, I don't own those numbers. Glitter. Yeah.
But somebody called Glitter 666, the son of the beast, just won.
Hey, Kelly, this music's pretty cool. You should use this in a forthcoming track, I think. Quite like it. All right, we'll speak to you soon, guys.
All right, darling,
thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now, knowledge. Coxopedia. Let's get some knowledge on the go. This is Coxopedia. Why don't you fill in the form at Radio 1 Online, tell us your name and your subject, and Sarah Cox will get to work.
Wow, it's exciting, isn't it? Because I think we're almost there with enough entries as Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's what we're aiming for. By Christmas, as many entries as Wikipedia.
What are we now? October? Easy.
It's fine, we've got ages. Coxopedia. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the warm bosom of Coxopedia.
Snuggle on in, but don't get suffocated with my lovely knowledge.
Oh, I'll try not to.
Where are you, Adam?
I am currently in Chester.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm at university.
What have you done in Freshers' Week?
Partied and took in a lot of information and forgot it all because I was hungover.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can help here then. Is the Freshers Week thing a bit of a clue? Because I have been studying Freshers Week and liver damage, the connections. Any good?
Afraid it's not.
Okay.
Oh. Are you hungover now?
No.
Okay, good. So this will go in.
Yeah, it will do. Hopefully.
All right. Tell us your subject.
Pigeon racing.
Pigeon racing.
Yeah.
Go. Wow, pigeon racing is usually done with pigeons, which kind of makes sense. If you did it with mongrel dogs, it'd just be stupid, really. Popular pigeon fanciers include Jack Duckworth off of Coronation Street. Other famous pigeon fanciers are Amanda Holden. She does a great party trick where she'll be sitting at a dinner party, she'll uncross her legs and 55 pigeons will fly out of her flared trousers. Steve McManaman is another big fan of pigeon fancying. Steve used to be, well, he was raised by pigeons before he found his way into the footballing world, and he's never forgot what they did for him. And now he races them and gives money to poor little pigeon charities for the little baby pigeons around the world. Sometimes you can sort of nobble a pigeon by tying something heavy to its leg, like a pencil case, a brick, or a swivel chair. And then you will win the race, and the one that's had something tied to its leg might lose. Pigeons normally have two legs, but sometimes, especially if you're hungover, you see a pigeon that's got a foot missing, and it looks like it's got a big blob of chewing gum there instead of a foot, and it makes you feel a little bit sick and panicky. That'll be the alcohol. Pigeons are popular in Pakistan and in Peru and other places beginning with P. Oh, I had so much on Peruvian pigeons, you would not believe.
Oh, I've run out of time, though, sadly. How was that for you, Adam?
I don't know about Peruvian pigeons.
Yeah, maybe next time that could be it.
That was very knowledgeable. I'd quite like to learn Amanda Holden's trick, or even see it.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
That'd be quite an interesting night, I think.
Why did you ask for pigeons?
I don't know, I might fancy a go of pigeon racing, just wanted to know what was in it.
Okay, well now you know.
Your life is enriched, Adam, enjoy.
Thank you very much.
See you, Adam.
See you later.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, have you seen that show, Who Do You Think You Are?, where people trace their family tree? It's a really good show, actually. And you'll remember this, a while ago, Sarah Jessica Parker was on SJP, off Sex and the City, and the not-so-good Sex and the City movie, 2. We discussed this before, awful. Well, I thought it was, anyway. Anyway, Sarah Jessica Parker was on, and she was discovering who her ancestors were, and she said one word during the show quite a lot.
Wow. 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 Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh. You mentioned. Wow. So he would be...
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Wow. Oh, my God.
Now, did you see it the other night? Sarah Jessica Parker's husband was on, and her husband is Matthew Broderick, off of Ferris Bueller. And he was equally amazed. I bet you can't guess what word he said more than the rest. Actually, yeah, you've probably guessed by now.
There's like newspaper stuff and everything.
Wow. Oh, wow, that's cute. Wow, that's incredible.
Wow. Liam, this is incredible. Wow. That's amazing. Wow, that's amazing.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. He's my great-great-grandfather.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's his very...
Wow.
Wow. He must have been a tough, tough dude. Wow, 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 wow. Good job.
Yeah, that's what happens in their house. Actually, this is what it would sound like in their house.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow. This is incredible. Wow.
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 Oh, wow.
This, wow.
Wow.
Oh. You mentioned.
Wow.
Wow.
So he would be...
Wow.
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 Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
This is
Scott Mills.
Michael Urie is here. Hello.
Hi.
I forgot the record was on then. I was just like, oh, hi. I'm just chatting away. How are you? Welcome
Very
to 21.
Well. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show.
Now, you will know Michael as Mark from Ugly Betty on the telly. And you're responsible for one of my favourite phrases of all time in that show.
Bring it. What is it?
Oh, my Lady Gaga.
That was a good one.
It was really good.
I knew, actually, when we got that script, I thought, that's going to be one of those lines.
Yeah.
That goes on for a while. It actually used to be in the script a couple of times, but I think it ended up only being in there once. It was this great thread with the character of Justin, where he said, I'm going to go get that word. Famous, and then a few scenes later, I'm using it.
Yeah,
yeah, it was great.
You did have some great lines.
Yeah, they did good. They had good ones. It was really good.
So is it? It's all over now, right?
All over. We finished in April.
Ooh.
I know it's not finished shooting or airing here.
Yeah,
but we're finished shooting it. Sadly,
How many years was that? You did
4 years.
Whoa,
we did like 88 episodes. I think
I didn't realize it was that many.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, 88, 85, 88 episodes. It was great. It was like. You know, it was like family.
Yeah.
It was like more intense than college.
Do you miss it a bit?
Oh, I miss it a lot. I miss the people a lot.
Yeah.
It was such a great, it's such great material to work on as an actor, but also such great people to spend your days and nights with and, you know, work till very late, get up really early. Mm. It was great.
Yeah.
We've all kept in touch. Really well, though, which has been
that's nice.
I'm actually missing a barbecue reunion for the cast this week.
Oh.
Yeah, this week, because I'm here.
You could be in the sunshine in L.A.
I know.
But you're not.
It's a beautiful day in London, though.
It is.
I'm very happy to be here today.
Also, it's raining in L.A. today.
Ah.
Fact.
Take that.
Yeah. Now, while you were waiting out there, we sat you in the live lounge area, which has now become a place this week only where people have been playing computer games.
Yeah.
Because it's gaming week on Radio 1. Kelly Rowland was in there early.
Oh.
Playing a game. So sorry if it smells bad in there. It's been full of boys all week just playing computer games, eating pizza and stuff, so that's why. We came to see your show in the theatre the other night,
yeah,
which is called Celebrity Autobiography.
Thank you for coming, by the way.
It was brilliant.
Very nice of you.
So good. It's you and a few others, and you are reading real excerpts from different celebrity autobiographies,
yeah,
which sounds like it could be really boring, but it's actually really not.
Yeah, it's sort of like spoken word meets tabloid.
Yeah.
We literally do dramatic readings of their actual words. And the best part of the show for me is that you get to see that these people thought these thoughts, then they wrote it down, then they reread it, presumably, sent it to their editor, who read it and probably reread it and sent it back to them and said, are you okay with this? And the celebrity said, yes, yes, I want this out there. Because, and it also, what my favorite part is, like, after a while, you can tell when they just ran out of things to write, and they say, well, this is what's in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone lists everything in his refrigerator and his freezer. He thought that would be fun for us.
Yeah. To read that in his autobiography.
I know.
And to be there forever and ever now.
Yeah. It makes me love him even more, actually.
And people do think that they're made up, but these are all real excerpts.
Totally real. Totally authentic.
Who's in the show this week? Because I know you've done it in New York before.
Yeah, we've done it in New York and in L.A. And we did it at the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh this summer, which was fantastic. Mm. I had such an amazing experience during that.
So good in Edinburgh, isn't it?
Oh, God, amazing.
Yeah.
I would do anything to go back again.
You should come next year.
We'll bring the show again.
Yeah, because we have been twice now, and I just want to go back every time.
Oh, you had a show too?
Well, we each member of the team had to do a one-man show, which was the scariest thing I've ever done.
Wow, you filled an hour of stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the year before, we did a musical about me, a bit tongue-in-cheek.
Well,
kind of funny.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't in it much. So who's in the London show that we know?
This week we've got the brilliant James Lance Allweek, who was there in Edinburgh with us. He is the indelible he's sort of the quintessential Richard Burton in my mind. Mm-hmm. We've got Sally Phillips, who I roped in because she wrote and co-starred in a movie that I was in this summer called Decoy Bride.
Okay.
And tonight we have another co-star from that movie called David Tennant. You may have heard of him.
Oh, I know him, yeah.
Who?
And
we've also got Dune McKeegan from also from Smack the Pony.
Yeah.
And some other surprises. We had Rufus Hound the other day.
Yeah, he was
David
in the one
Cassidy.
We saw. He was
yeah.
great.
Wasn't he brilliant?
Really good.
Yeah. It's very cool because I've long admired English actors from my trips here, seeing theater here, and also, you know, movies, of course. And it is really fun to work with them because they're absolutely brilliant.
Are the crowds different to what they're like in New York?
They are a little bit different. I'm playing David Hasselhoff this week, and there's a line where he talks about when he starred in Jekyll and Hyde, the musical on Broadway, and he talks about his opening night and how nervous he was, and he looks into the mirror in his dressing room and he says to himself, "What is wrong with you, David Hasselhoff?" And it's very arch, very serious. And one of the lines that never really gets a laugh in the United States that has been killing here is when he talks about what is wrong. He says, "What is wrong with you, David Hasselhoff? You're in the hardest role on Broadway." And there's something, I guess, about the fact that he's playing Jekyll and Hyde.
It's difficult.
It makes it quite difficult.
Because you start the show by reading from the Hoff's autobiography.
Exactly.
Which is called Don't Hassle the Hoff.
That's right.
A book which I actually have read.
From cover to cover.
Yes.
I don't believe you.
No, I'll tell you why. It was one of the kind of things I had to do. I went to live in his house for 4 days.
Oh my God!
In LA for a TV show, and they said to me before, "You've got to read this book just to try and, you know, get inside his mind a little bit." So yeah, I have read.
Was the TV show about you living in his house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
Can you imagine?
I cannot. You were in the Hassle House.
Yeah, I woke up. I woke up when I was quite jet lagged. I woke up and I could hear him going, "Haley," and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm in the Hoff's house. How weird is this?"
Very weird.
Very strange.
Was it fun to be there? I mean, were there like game nights and family dinners and things?
All that. Yeah, we had a barbecue. It was ace.
But well, he seems like a really fun guy.
He is fun. But when you were reading from the book, I could imagine him saying all of that.
Uh-huh.
You really can.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, David Hasselhoff? It's just so him. It really is. Someone else has come up with the best line from Ugly Betty. Gaby? Gaby not. That was a good one.
About the gaycation.
Yeah, that's Jade in Southampton. Now, we've given you a few excerpts from different autobiographies here.
Yes.
Just to give people a kind of idea of what to expect and how ridiculous these things actually are sometimes.
All right. Yeah, here's a from The Best Is Yet to Come by Ivana Trump. My dear friend Vanessa Williams read this one night. It was really fun. She says, "All my kids play tennis and ski beautifully. At the age of 2, I took each of them to the top of a hill and told them, 'Ski down.' They would wail, 'I don't like it.' 'Tough, honey.' I'd tell them, 'Get to the bottom of the mountain.' I find it so funny that children adore hamsters. They're rodents. That's what they are. A duck. Now that's a pet."
You see, she actually wrote that down and thought, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, she said, I want my children to have ducks.
Yeah.
Ducks, which are, I think, the dumbest animals alive.
Yeah.
I think that's actually true.
Yeah. I particularly enjoyed in the show, they do a Mr. T excerpt as well.
So Mr. T, whose autobiography is called The Man with the Gold, an autobiography, he says, "I remember when I was called a..." Oh, wait. Sorry. I won't do that in the show. I'll always get it right.
Okay. Yeah, you know, to be fair, you did.
Okay, so he says, "I remember when I was called to come to Hollywood to audition for Rocky III. I received a 7-page script to study in 3 days. I'm sure there will be other books about me, but they won't tell it like it is. So here is the unadulterated truth, told, written, and spoken in such terms that even a fool can understand what I am talking about."
Brilliant.
I love that he's already planned a spoken version.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there will be other books about me.
I think you should read Cher to us.
Cher?
Yeah.
You need to follow her on Twitter.
Okay.
You really
I had no idea she was there.
Uh-huh. It's just @share. I've told a lot of guests to follow her recently on Twitter. I don't know why. It's all in capitals. Brilliant.
She's screaming all the time.
All the time. You get just as much fulfillment from fruit, but you've got to prepare it. Peel it. An orange is so unglamorous at the market, but every time I eat an orange, I'm surprised how much I like it. Someone gives you a slice and you go, God, this is good.
Love
from
Cher.
The mind of Cher. Cher. Those are her deepest personal thoughts that she's sharing.
Yeah, sharing.
Wow.
So the show is on just this week, right?
Just this week till Saturday, and then I go away. But it continues monthly, every second Monday, I believe.
Will you come back to do some more, do you think?
I would love to. I'd certainly love to come back. I don't know if they're going to pony up the money to bring me back every 2 weeks.
I bet
that's a lot of flights.
Yeah.
Well, the flights. Think about the flights.
And your fee, Michael.
Oh, God.
Listen, thank you so much for coming on today. It's been great. And go see the show if you can. It's called Celebrity Autobiography. Thanks for coming in, Michael.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.